Hi there, welcome to episode 7 of my podcast series. Some time ago, whilst browsing a bookshop, a title caught my eye. I'm not young enough to know everything. They've clearly got that the wrong way round. However, the more that I have thought about it, I totally agree. "I'm not young enough to know everything" is a quote often attributed to Oscar Wilde. However, that is up for debate as well. No matter who it really belongs to, more importantly for me, is if there is any evidence that the quote is correct. Remember, throughout this series, I've encouraged everybody to be aware of the people around them, and on some occasions, the people right next to them, to see how they are going about their work or personal life, and could you learn from them? If you have done that, think about it for a minute. Do you generally think that you learn from people older than yourself? That's the logical way of things. It's the rite of passage. The older people get, the wiser they will get. I wouldn't disagree with that thought. However, back to picking up ideas. Do we say that is a wise idea, or do we say that's a clever idea? They are different, would you agree? As you go about your day, start to pay just a little bit more attention about things going on around you. Start to identify what you think is a clever idea, big or small. If you think it could improve your life in some way, then use it. I have 5 beautiful grandchildren, all in their teens or older. I never stop telling them about what I'm up to in my working life and asking what they are doing in return. It never ceases to surprise me the amount of times they say, "Why don't you do it this way, Grandad?" Well, then it's up to me. Shall I copy that one? Why had I not thought of that myself? It's clear to me why. I'm not young enough to know everything. Fresh and new ideas emerge constantly, and they always will, of course, and the ideas are made for sharing. In this modern world, everybody accepts that the pace of change is like never before. However, I never hear young generations actually complaining about the pace of change. It's their pace, of course. It's the pace that they live in. It's quite natural for them to produce ideas at a pace that is natural to them. Yes, I pick up ideas from my grown-up grandchildren and look forward to doing so for some time to come. So what about the younger people that I work with then? Same thought process for me? Yes, of course. Their life journey has so far taken them through an environment that was a world apart from the one I grew up in. Let's take my time in broadcasting. Now, well over 30 years. During that time, I've worked with hundreds of colleagues from all age ranges. 30 years ago, the pace of change in that particular industry, and I'm quite sure many more, was snail-paced compared to today. Back then, in general, the more mature members of staff with their wise ideas drove the business forward, and that was the accepted pace. Jump forward to today, and the pace of change is rocket-like in comparison. Change driven by who? I would argue, generally, by younger people with their clever ideas. Now, right at this point, I can hear people shouting back, "Not all clever ideas are wise ideas." Totally agree with that as well. But the key words are "not all." Of course, not all clever ideas are wise ideas. And so this is where copycatting comes in. This part is up to you. When you're watching, listening, talking, you decide which ideas might improve your situation if you copied them. Of all the young people that I've worked with in broadcasting, 3 in particular come to mind. Coincidentally, they all arrived around the same time, from different backgrounds. They all started by answering telephones from callers to live programs, all with their dreams of becoming radio presenters. My advice to each of them was to find out what those presenters they were working for had done to achieve their dream. I've given the same advice to many more young people over the years, but these three stand out. I believe they took on board some of my advice and bolted it on to their personal drive, personality, and self-belief. Today, they are multi-skilled radio presenters for the BBC. And here's the thing. I now go back to them for advice. I watch what they are doing. I listen to what they are saying. And if it's good, and I think it's useful, then I'll copy it. Simple as that. Yes, I've been alongside them over the past few years as they've made their terrific progress in their personal journeys. But each has made that progress from a young person's perspective. My perspective was built earlier than theirs. Therefore, I'm not young enough to know everything. So I'll leave you with this thought. As you look and listen for good ideas that you may consider copying, look in your wing mirrors. Who's coming up behind you? In your work or your personal life? If they are in your wing mirrors, it's likely that they are younger than yourself. Yes, those people in your wing mirrors with all their clever ideas. That's just about it. You can find all previous episodes of my podcast on my website at thehappycopycat.co.uk or wherever you look for your podcasts. Till next time, thanks for listening.